USA Radio News with John Hunt.
South Carolina's governor has now declared a state of emergency after powerful Hurricane Dorian shifted course, putting the Carolinas and Georgia at more of a risk of a dangerous storm surge and strong winds during the middle of next week. Governor Henry McAllister said, given the strength and unpredictability of the storm, we must prepare for every possible scenario. The Category 4 storm strengthened to winds of over 150 miles an hour. It also shifted slightly, setting it on course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-970-7531. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-970-7531. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-970-7531. Again, 800-970-7531.
Democrats' plans for virtual presidential caucuses in Iowa and Nevada are effectively dead. As the National Party chairman said, the results would be vulnerable to hacking and abuse. Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, declared his opposition for plans to telephone voting submitted by the key early voting states of Iowa and Nevada as part of the National Party's effort to increase participation in the 2020 nomination fight. The Boy Scouts of America are facing a threat from a growing wave of lawsuits over decades of allegations of sexual abuse. The Scouts have been sued in multiple states in recent months by purported abuse victims, including plaintiffs taking advantage of a new state law or court decisions that are now allowing suits previously barred because of the age of the allegation. And even more litigation is on the way. A lawyer representing over 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit in New Jersey as soon as the state's new civil statute of limitations takes effect December 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers are suggesting a possible link between unhealthy food and depression in teenagers. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Sylvie Merck at the University of Alabama says the study was conducted on teenagers testing their levels of sodium to low levels of potassium over 18 months.
The higher the levels of sodium and the lower the levels of potassium, the more depressive symptoms do you report it a year and a half later.
What was her conclusion?
Try to stay away from highly processed foods. It's not good for your health, and it's not good for your mental health either.
Dr. Merck says the study leads to a number of other questions.
Is it because people who feel depressed eat unhealthy foods, or is it because unhealthy foods contribute to depression, or is it something else?
Actress Valerie Harper, who won many fans' laughter through her role on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, has died. She was 80. She will be best remembered as the funny and brash Rhoda Morgenstern, who was a perfect complement to the innocent, cheerful lead character of The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1970 to 1977. Harper's character was so popular, it spun off into Rhoda, which ran from 74 to 78. She was asked on NBC News a few years ago whether she'd like to always be remembered as Rhoda.
Oh, yeah, sure, because she's been the wind in the sails of my career.
Harper had four Emmy statues on her mantle, three for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Mary Tyler Moore, and then for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy for Rhoda in 75. She was nominated four other times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.